Thank you for calling the Business Backer. This is Haley. How may I help you?
Hi there, Haley. This is Grant from over at Bank of Cardiff. I was wondering if David Polonecki is available.
I can check and see. Give me just a moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We do not use automated customer service. No matter what you need, you will speak to a live person that will be more than happy to help you. Please stay on the line and we will be with you shortly.
Our business was founded with the idea that successful businesses and successful lives are built on a foundation of trusted relationships. The Business Backer started with a simple idea. If we take the time to get to know our customers and support them through our relationship, we can provide a superior alternative financing option for small business owners. We call this innovative approach true relationship financing. The system allows us to build extremely strong and lasting relationships with our customers. If interested in learning about the ways the Business Backer can help you, please ask one of our representatives to assist you.
You can access information about the Business Backer online, anytime, simply by visiting www.businessbacker.com. There, you're able to apply for pre-qualification, contact us directly, view client success stories, and much more. Visit today in order to take advantage of all the ways that the Business Backer is helping you.
Good afternoon, this is Becky.
Hello, Becky. This is Grant over at Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing pretty well. Happy Friday.
Oh, I know. It's been a long week.
it's been a long week. I'm also glad we're going to be able to have a few extra days next week to close out this month. We're going to need them.
Yeah. I agree. And then I've got a four-day weekend over Labor Day weekend, so I'm excited about that.
Oh, man. What are you getting to do?
Absolutely nothing.
That sounds like a
absolutely
great
absolutely nothing. Yeah, my girlfriend's coming in from Chicago, and that's pretty much it. But
That's gonna be fun.
It'll just be nice to have some extra time off. So
yeah.
Anyway, what you got?
I have an interesting proposition/question.
Okay.
So my first question is gonna be: when there is a single owner of a holding company that has so there's a holding company, and then they have several separate entities broken down by region. In this case, it's a restaurant with franchises nationwide, and a separate entity would be created for the California region, for the New York region. What is the maximum business backers can fund a single owner that owns multiple entities?
We will fund $200,000. But I think that if they have multiple entities, I think we'll go 3 or maybe 350. I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
But I know that if they have two different entities, we will go higher, but I can't remember how much it is. If it's 100 or 150, that will go.
Okay.
Or they could split it between the two. Whatever. There's lots of different ways that they can do it.
I mean, that number is going to... definitely looking to find out what that number is. In this case, we have a unique situation where the company is set up, like I just explained, separate entities broken down by region, but then one large holding company. The real issue arises in the tax return. The tax return is only for the holding company with all the flow through of the regions to that tax return. Same with the P&L and balance sheet. So we would be unable to gather a tax return for each region. That's just not something I don't think that's something that they do. So I'm just curious if Business Backers would be able to still fund, considering that corporate structure, and that they wouldn't actually be able to get the broken down tax return for the region, just the holding company. It's tough. I know, it's a complicated one, right?
Yeah, a little bit. And I don't know.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know either.
Can you do me? It's okay. So the first answer is 300,000. So I just got that confirmed. 300,000 must be two different legal names.
Okay.
Okay. So that is that answer. On the second answer, can you do me a favor?
Mm-hmm.
Can you type this up in an email? I'll get it figured out. I may just have to take it to, I don't know if I'd have to take it to the underwriting manager or who I would have to take it to. So if you can let me, if you could quickly just type it all out, break it down real quick, and then I can figure out, and then I can just respond to you that way.
Yeah, what's your email just off? I'm forgetting off the top of my head.
That's all right. It's R-W-A-T-T.
Mm-hmm. W-A-T-T.
Yep, at businessbacker.com. Yeah.
R-W-A-T-T.
Call me Becky. Yeah. W-A-T-T.
Yeah.
Like JJ.
All right.
All right. And then
all
I'll
right.
see what I can find out for you.
All right. I should have an email over to you shortly.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.